I'm John McKee, editor of Messianic Apologetics, and this is Messianic Theology Explained. At least, we hope so. Calendar. The issue of which calendar is to be followed is a major dividing line between Messianic Judaism and the Hebrew Roots movement. Why is this a major point of contention and division? Yes, it does involve issues or factors of ongoing rabbinical authority or consultation, but it also involves a number of practical matters as well. So I'd like to just briefly explain what my experience over almost two decades witnessing this has been, so you can hopefully navigate through some of it. Messianic Judaism is a movement which is associated with Israel, the Jewish community, and it is focused on Jewish outreach and evangelism. One of the major reasons why the mainstream rabbinical calendar observed throughout Orthodox, Conservative, and Reform Judaism, with modifications here and there depending on geography more than anything else, but the reason why the mainstream Jewish calendar is followed by Messianic Judaism more than any other reason is that Jewish non-believers are likely to attend a Messianic congregation or synagogue during one of the holiday seasons. So, for example, we've got Passover coming up in the next few weeks. Many Jewish non-believers are likely to attend a Messianic congregation during Passover. Likewise, during the fall high holidays, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, if the Messianic Jewish movement follows a different calendar, are they going to be able to fulfill their mandate of Jewish outreach and evangelism? And if they're following a calendar different than the Jewish community, can they really call themselves Messianic Judaism? So that is the major reason why the Messianic Jewish movement follows the Jewish calendar. Now, when we look at the independent Hebrew Roots movement, it is mainly a loosely affiliated group of non-Jewish Torah keepers. It's a non-Jewish Torah movement, and it is often not that concerned with matters of Judaism or the synagogue. So why, throughout the independent Hebrew Roots movement, do you see a different calendar followed for the holidays, or better yet, different calendars? Well, are they more biblical? When you go to a Hebrew Roots Fellowship Bible study, do you even know what calendar is followed? Are you following the calendar of the Karaite movement in Israel? Are you following a calendar which has been developed by that group's leaders? You just don't know. There are literally dozens of alternative calendars out there, and frequently, Hebrew Roots people don't agree among themselves what calendar is to be followed. Why do you see all of these alternative calendars? Is it because, well, we're more biblical, we're citing the new moon rather than trying to pre-calculate things, as goes back to the Hillel II calendar of the 4th century CE? Well, the real reason we have an alternative calendar is because we're trying to calculate the time of the second coming of the Messiah. And we figured out what the correct year is from creation. And that is tied into the popular 6,000-year doctrine, something which needs to be reevaluated. And we'll discuss that at a later time. Now, for the purposes of our ministry, Outreach Israel Messianic Apologetics, this is not going to be new news for most of you. We are here to help facilitate the Messianic Jewish mission of Jewish outreach, evangelism, Israel solidarity, and in seeing Jewish and non-Jewish believers co-labor for the salvation of Israel and the completion of the Romans 11, 25, and 26 trajectory, all Israel will be saved. In our over 21-year history of being a formal ministry, we have never implemented or supported any one of the alternative calendars out there. We have always followed the mainstream rabbinical calendar in conjunction with the worldwide Jewish community and the Messianic Jewish community. And speaking for myself, I have gone even further and expressed support for the traditional Pharisaical reckoning of the counting of the Omer after the high Sabbath of Passover. Now, is the calendar issue a salvation issue? It isn't. But is it an issue of unity versus division? Yes. And look at all the people out there who are using alternative calendars. And especially in our day when anti-Semitism is on the rise, the need for God's people to stand with Israel and the Jewish people is also on the rise. There's no ambiguity regarding where someone like me stands or our ministry stands. We're with Israel, the Jewish people, the Messianic Jewish community. Hebrew roots? Probably not so much. Now, if you'd like to know more about this topic, some of the more detailed factors where I stand, as well as the overarching issue of the place of Jewish tradition and custom in Torah matters, our ministry has this publication, Torah in the Balance, earlier this year. Both volumes 1 and 2 were combined in a single volume. Many people would just get volume 1 and then forget there was a volume 2. The calendar issue and various other things are addressed there. And certainly, if you have a particular topic or issue you would like to see us address, I've got a stack of index cards that just continues to get bigger. As always, on behalf of Outreach Israel Ministries and Messianic Apologetics, I would like to sincerely thank you for your ongoing prayers, encouragement, and donations. We couldn't do any of what we do without your support and help. We'll see you again soon with another installment of Messianic Theology Explained. Until then, may God bless you, shalom, and take care.